I think what's really important is the constituency of the Baku Forum. This is not just, for example, an academic forum where you are preaching among the really converted and the like-minded. We have a panel today to discuss welcoming cities given the migration flows, to discuss some of the tools that we have been developing to enable cities to cope better. There is a ministerial forum being convened also, culture and tourism. And this is very important, that we don't leave the policymakers on their own. The objective is to influence decision-making with evidence-based policies. And I think the downside of how we are growing with friction needs to be minimized, mitigated. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Antonio Guterres, has made prevention a key objective of his mandate. And I think that's where we all are now.
The last forum gave a prominent role to young people in advancing intercultural dialogue. What about this year?
We have also tried. I mean, I think certainly this is UNESCO's view on how to engage young people. I think it's not about simply allowing young people to be beneficiaries of initiatives or projects. It's about more and more youth-led action. I mean, it's young women and men taking their initiatives and telling us how they would like to be involved. And of course, we have to then try to accommodate as best as we can. So we are trying, certainly at UNESCO, to engage not youth as representatives, but young scientists, young researchers, young decision makers from the different walks of life.
How is this get together going to help people brainstorm on ways to counter hate speech that's been on the rise, counter the use of social media by terrorists?
First of all, I mean, I think it's important to note that it's not an issue just for young people, of course, and young people, the vast majority of young people are more concerned with developing their skill set, with making a contribution, and with their own productivity and decent lives. But UNESCO has worked a lot on preventing violent extremism, which is one of the topics of one of our panels here now, mainly looking at education and how you inculcate the values of solidarity, of citizenship, because it's a lot to do with citizenship in terms of the value set that we are advocating, to look at compassion, trust, tolerance in the context of tools, both inside school, in the formal education systems, but also what it means for young people outside the school networks.